patient came to see me, he wasn't prepared to have the standard Western medicine treatments. He is a research medical scientist, and he said, I've researched everything. I would be interested in having photodynamic therapy. So I visited the English people and worked at that. I visited the American people, worked at that. And I visited the Chinese people and worked all four of them. And my principal aim was to ask the question, is there any science in photodynamic therapy? Independent of what the agent was, is there any science? Yeah. And laboratory evidence, proof of science, that would be accepted in the Western world.
Right.
And the answer to you is, I have proven there's evidence of science in the laboratory for those three different agents. To do tests as pre-trial under ethics conditions.
Right.
So we have I've done an ethics approved, governed approved trial using those agents under the conditions of strict government control.
On humans.
On humans. The trial that I have done is for men who have Gleason 7 and down, not Gleason 8, so they don't have stage 3 or stage 4 disease. It's cancer localized within the prostate gland, and preferentially they're in their 70s. And that group have, for their own reasons, with informed consent, determined that they weren't going to have the standard treatment. So there's an ethics approval part and all of that. So having had that treatment, my other previous role has been the Director of Medical Surgical Training, College of Surgeons, where I was the Director of the Skills Laboratory.
Yeah.
And so I went and took a model of an animal into the laboratory and used the light.
It's okay.
Use the light, the laser lights, on that model to prove that if I put a probe in the bottom, the whole area lights up. If I put a catheter in through the waterworks into the bladder of the bladder, turn the laser light on through a laser fiber, the whole thing lights up. So I have proof of concept of do I, can I, will I be able to get the light there to the area of the cancer? The answer is definitely. The equipment that I have used, and it's Russian equipment, Australian equipment, and Chinese equipment. And the light is is calibrated to the light wave sensitivity of the agent. The light may be diode, the light may be laser. And I have used laser. Well, you dial it up in the laboratory by saying blue light's 420, 430 or something of that sort of light. Red light is 630 to 650. And infrared light, you may go up to 850, but you have something less than that. And that's part of the proprietary part that they know the people who made the sensitizers in their laboratories match what is the maximum wavelength sensitivity for their agent, and at the same time they create a laser energy out of their box to match that peak thing. I've used ultrasound, I've used combination with laser, I've used laser alone, I've used diode energy alone, I've used diode and laser and ultrasound all in combination. Yes, LED light is their light there.
Which is the light.
It's not very penetrating.
It's not penetrating at all.
The depth of the penetration is millimeters.
It's not penetrating at all, depending on.
Yeah.